and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps, or even worse, extermination camps. When church services were over, they would find their cars peppered with the ash of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators. And to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, they were the ones handing off their youth groups to do Hitler's killing for them. These professors loved Jesus so much that they simply disobeyed his commandments at every opportunity that they had. I'm sure most of you have heard this famous saying by Martin Niemöller. First, they came for the socialist and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation. I've heard this quote many times before, but it was just recently that I learned that this man who said this was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. It was learning this fact that made all the difference in the world in understanding from where this quote stemmed. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews. Although we did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against tyranny. In fact, we could even rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern day church in America. It is disgraceful what we are seeing from the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against murder of the unborn, and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, we are hearing virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits in America. Silence. We hear church leaders, as they like to be called. Well, I don't speak out against anything political. The murder of the innocent children, political. Homosexual marriage, political. A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedoms? Political? Here we see in Niemöller a man who did not take the time to stop the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. Prevention would have certainly been better than cure. He could not go back in time and right the wrongs. But Americans, you still can. If not now, then when? If not you, then who? See, together we can turn this destruction around, but if you choose to remain silent, don't be surprised when they come for you, and there and then is no one left to speak out. And at that point, you can rest assured that others may sing loud enough to drown out your cries as well.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday, we were in Wisconsin, and now we are in Indiana. We have an event coming up here, and we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. But when you do go to the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to find out exactly where we're at. We're at Oakwood Grand Hall, Woodland Park Recreation Area, 2100 Willow Creek Road in Portage, Indiana. That will be October 5th at 2024. And it's interesting, friends, there's already protests taking place. And what I want to talk about today is this is normal Christianity. The protests, the tumults, the uproars is so foreign to the American church that they don't even almost know how to respond to what's taking place. And I'm not making innuendo in any sense of the word, but this is normal Christianity to us. I think about the things that Jesus said, that you're going to be hated for my name's sake. He said, you may even be killed for my name's sake. I think about him talking about how you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. He said that we're going to be hated for his love. King David talked about in Psalm 109, verse 5, that he was hated for his love and how he was for peace, but the world was for war. And you can also put that up against John 16, 33. And then it goes on. We're to be scoffed. We're to be mocked. I think of George Whitefield, the famous field preacher who said that he was honored today when he had dead cats and eggs and rocks thrown at him at that day. And today people hurl words at other people, namely Christians, and the Christians, they fold. Americans, no. This is real Christianity. If we didn't have protest, we would ask the question as if, are we in the right place at the right time? Are we in the will of God? Because that is a confirmation and an affirmation of that's where we're supposed to be. Remember, it tells us in the book of chapter 12 of Revelation, I believe it's verse 17, that those that keep the commandments of the Lord, Satan himself is the one that persecutes them. And it shows you that when you're over the drop zone, the hot zone, that you're always in the right space at the right time. And I want to ask you, now that I'm saying that, friends, how many of you call yourself Christians and yet you don't have any enemies? And I'm not talking about going out there and seeking enemies. That's not what I'm saying. But any real Christian understands that if you're going to take a stand, you're going to have enemies. You're not going to go without. And the fact of the matter is you see it over and over throughout the Word of God. Yet when you look at people in the church today that call themselves Christians, merely professors, they want to be at peace with all men. Somehow or another, they're at peace with the world that's at war with God. They're at peace with the people that are murdering babies. They're at peace with a world that is advocating what God clearly condemns. How does that work? I'm telling you, it's a lack of Christianity, and it's a spirit of Antichrist if you're at peace with this world. We are called to bear our cross, period. And again, Jesus said, "This is my commandment." And he said that we're to love one another. Yes, indeed. But love does not withhold the truth. And when we give that truth, that love that fulfills the law, what happens? It offends men. The law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. I'm carnal, sold under sin, right? What's offensive to carnal men? The law of God. And therefore, when we're driving them to the foot of the cross and giving them a knowledge of their sin, that they might find faith in Christ, well, folks, this all, again, comes with the territory. So, again, going full circle, we're going to be in Portage, Indiana on October 5th at 6 p.m. They're already dealing with protests. They're already dealing with threats. And if I might, folks, I can't tell you how many death threats I've gotten. And I want to tell you something as well, friends. It's not just coming from the average Joe out there. Folks, you have the government using entities and harassing the people that are standing up for what's right in this country. So it comes from all areas because they somehow or another think that they're doing a service to the very master that's going to sell them out once they're done selling out their own people. It doesn't work. It never has worked. And I just want to conclude this part, friends, of the show with this. The church will always be. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. I'm speaking metaphorically. The anvil's never traded out. It's always the hammer. Folks, Scripture tells us the seed of the righteous is forever. And God is in control of all things. Do you think that? No, I'm beyond thinking. I believe it with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And how do I know that? Because of the enemies that stand against my Father, in which they will not succeed. We serve a God that has conquered, and we know that the Lord is a man of war, Genesis 15:3. We know that all power has been given unto the Son of Man, right? In Matthew 18. And the bottom line is, friends, I'm sorry, Matthew 28, verse 18. The bottom line is, friends, we've been given the victory, but that doesn't exclude the cross. It includes the cross, which at the end of the day is the power of God unto salvation. And folks, the objective here is to seek and save that which is lost. And in the process of doing so, the trials and the tribulations come with all of this. So I just wanted to make clear everybody understood what's going on here. Again, we're broadcasting live from Indiana. We got an event coming up on Saturday. And then what happens is we got another event coming up shortly thereafter. And folks, again, if you want to check the schedule, please do. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be in Broughton, Minnesota on the 17th. We're going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota on the 19th. And we're going to be in the School of Mines on October 24th. And we've got more dates pending right now as we speak. There's no better time to get involved with your country, friends, than right now. The right time to do the right thing is right now. And if you haven't learned that lesson, friends, I strongly advise you to do just that and admonish you to do just that. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com. No phone lines today. We're going to try to set these up while we're out on the road. We have a brand new affiliate, as you know, BBS. We have phone lines in studio, but we're now on the road. So we're going to see if we can't get this connected for phone lines as well in the up and coming days. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because I'm here to tell you, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks, in these confusing times, I'm here to tell you, the church isn't confused. It's the people that remain abstinent from the Word of God that are confused. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, are you ready for this one? I truly hope that you are, because you guys have all, especially my family out there, and I'm talking about listeners that have listened to us for years and that have stuck through us with through the thick and thin of it. You guys all know how successful, as far as the curiosity of men, have been with this website. And what's interesting to note, folks, you know the statistics, how when we first started sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had 750,000 unique visitors. That means we didn't go after anybody. They just came to us. Then the second month, it was 850,000. We didn't go after them. We didn't solicit them. They came to us at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then the third month, we were tipping in on over 1 million unique visitors. Guess what Google did? They came in and they deplatformed us. Facebook did the same thing at that point, which was probably 5 years ago. We had about 737,000 friends. They came in and they pulled our platform from us. YouTube did the same thing. And the fact of the matter is, folks, I've reiterated this point so many times, and I'm trying to shout this out again. I'm trying to blow the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, one more time to just let people know and understand the severity of what's happening. Freedom of speech is our bulwark to our freedoms, okay? What's happening is a violation. It's a transgression of law being committed on all of us by our said representative government and entities that are being bought and paid for from overseas to attack their political opposition, which happens to be this website.
And I find honor in that. And I would also offer admonition and a warning to those that continuously impede the way of the show. You're playing with fire. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. Folks, this has been going on and on and on and on. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because according to Facebook, I'm a dangerous individual. I'm not shying away from their nonsense. According to Facebook, I'm head of a dangerous organization, and I am a dangerous individual, say they. Okay, just I'm dangerous to their objective. That's what they're not telling you. Okay, and just over the last couple days, I received news. This was actually yesterday that we had actually won the best justice videos and best news and journalism in many documentaries as well. This is the third one that we've won, friends. So what I did is I decided to go ahead and share. Go ahead and look up at the top right side of this page. I'm going to show it to you up on the screen. You look up at the top right. These are the brand new ones. And again, I'm not one for a letter of commendation. I'm not looking for the accolade of men. But it is kind of cool when people ask us to submit some of our stuff. And then when we do, we win nationwide and internationally. And so back in 2020, we were the Film Festival's Media Summit Truth in Journalism. We won that. And then just recently, we won the Best Justice and Sanctity of Life, Standing Up for the Unborn and Demanding Justice 2024. This is the brand new one. And so is this one, Best News and Journalism, as well as many documentaries. And that is exactly what we play before every show that we do. Now, what I want you to hear is this. Again, this isn't just a threat on Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. This is a threat concerning your free speech and showing you how far they're willing to go to censor and illegally suppress ministries like mine. And I emphasize ministry for a purpose. But it says sonsoflibertymedia.com again wins in the face of self-appointed, bought and paid for fact checkers. See, this flies in the face of everything they're doing, friends. This is pulling away traction concerning their crimes that they mean to continuously perpetuate against ministries such as mine, because they're doing their best to try to get people to look at me like I'm the bad guy for holding to the word of God and the law and obedience to it to keep us a free people. No, I'm not subversive. They're subversive. But what's interesting, friends, is when I posted this to our friends on social media platforms, you know what they did? You know what big tech companies did, friends? When we won these brand new awards, these two brand new awards, they pulled them from those that we were sharing to. They don't want people to see the effectiveness of such a ministry as ours. And this is what I'm continuously talking about, even during the first segment here, talking about how you're a threat. When you become a threat to the system and the minions of hell, John 8:44, they'll always let you know that you're doing the right thing. Folks, they don't want you reading sonsoflibertymedia.com. They do not want you listening to the show. They do not want you watching our videos. They do not want you knowing the word of God. And they surely don't want you knowing the Constitution, because the minute you obey, you become a threat to them, just like the sonsoflibertymedia.com, just like Bradley Dean and Tim Brown from the Sons of Liberty, both morning show and afternoon show. So I would strongly suggest that you start getting your game on and understand, friends, this is what it takes to win the day. We do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God. We do not move. We do not compromise. We do not play the diplomats when it comes to the word of God. We hold to the word. We put our feet upon the word, and we allow the Lord to deal with what needs to be dealt with, and he does without fail. And I can go down that road right now. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. It's a promise, friends. The people of the earth shall see that you're called of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you for my name's sake. It's a promise, Lord, friends. The Lord will smite through the loins anyone and everyone that dares rise up against his ministers. When he said, touch not my anointed, that's exactly what he means. Read Psalm 18. The whole of the chapter is fantastic. Folks, the Lord means what he says. And when he promises to show mercy to those that keep his commandments in dealing with his enemies, He does just that. To call yourself a believer and not to step out in faith, friends, you're the worst of men, because your posterity depends upon you doing the right thing. And again, as I said earlier, the right time to do the right thing is right now. I wanted to highlight something really quick for you, because, and I'm not giving wind to it, I'm just showing you how ignorant people are becoming in this country. I just highlighted this yesterday, and I want you to look at this picture, because, and I want you especially to pay attention in particular to what I had to say concerning these two clowns right now. Can I ask you something, friends? Do you really think Tim Walz wasn't told to act like a maniac? This is, again, pro wrestling at its very worst. Do you think the guy on the left, J.D. Vance, we call him Tweedledee, he's a pharmaceutical investor, and the guy on the right we call Tweedledum, Tim Walz, the one that they're putting up as the vice presidential candidate right now, he is found out to have committed the act of treason. He's a known communist in the state of Minnesota, and it shows you the powers that are pushing them. That's what I want you to hear. These are two wings to the same bird. Look at the guy on the left. Doesn't he look friendly? Doesn't he look like a guy that the American people would want to represent him? But look at this lunatic on the right. Would anybody in their right mind want that guy to represent them? Do you think he was not told by his handlers to act in such a fashion? Nobody in their right mind acts like these devils, friends. Now, again, I want you to understand that these are two clowns in the circus of politics. I just said Tweedledee is J.D. Vance on the left, pharmaceutical investor, and Tweedledum, Tim Walz, is a treasonous communist, and we all know this. And what I put right under it is pro wrestling at its very worst. And what's sad to say is Americans still haven't learned how they are being tag-teamed, especially by those of the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33. It is absolutely amazing to me how many people out there say that they don't believe the media, but the minute you start to speak your mind concerning the things that they say they believe, I'll tell you what, you're going to see how mind-washed and brainwashed and mind-controlled these people really are. Shut your television off and get into the Word and into your founding documents. That's how you say thank you to those that went before you in fighting to give you the freedoms that you have today, because without them, you will have nothing. And I want to say again, if you don't think people are under mind control, just look at how they treat anyone who thinks freely and questions the official narrative that the mainstream media pushes. Oh, and speaking of which, who is doing the pushing? I want you to see this as well. When you see Whoopi Goldberg, she's just as base as the rest of them. Obviously, she's been given her own show to give her lawless, subversive, ignorant opinion on anything and everything. Isn't it interesting that these ratings with these shows like this one that she has and the ones like MSNBC and CBS and ABC, isn't it interesting how low their ratings are? Doesn't anybody ever ask the question, why, if their ratings are so low, why do they continuously keep promoting them in such a fashion that they do? Because they want you to believe that everybody is watching them, when in fact the truth is they're not. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours, an alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live from Indiana. I wanted to get back to what I was just highlighting because these are prime examples as to what I'm showing you right now live on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. They give these people shows because they're lowering the standard. And when I bring up 1 Kings 13:33 or any other scripture reference for that matter, folks, I'm giving those to you by the urging and the unction of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 2:27, and in the process, that's a part of the gifting. 1 Corinthians 12 is a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom for such. But I'm here to tell you that when you see this, you have to understand they're putting shows up like this because they want you to believe that the majority of the people are actually watching these shows when in fact they're not watching these shows at all. Whoopi Goldberg is, for a better way of saying it, is a reprobate. That means she's given over to her sin. She's lawless. She's been given over to her own mind. Like a majority of those people, even the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, they're given unto their own minds. And the Lord said he would do just that. They think that everything goes. I mean, for example, Bill Clinton is the one, for those that didn't know, that appointed Whoopi Goldberg, who was responsible for having several abortions. I believe the numbers are up to that between 6 and 9 abortions. He appointed her as one that's going to lead the way to prevent teen pregnancy back in the 90s. No joke. See, so what they're doing, friends, is they're taking all of this and they're casting this in your teeth. That is a part of judgment to a disobedient people. But again, I want you to make clear, when you look at people like this, like the likes of Whoopi Goldberg and others, and ask yourself, if nobody listens to them, then why are they out there in the first place? Because they want to give you the impression that people do, because it goes back to the Saul Alinsky tactic of causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. This stuff is all bought and paid for. And what's interesting to note, and just to show you there's no difference between Fox News and any other network out there, because they're all under the control of the same CIA Mockingbird media, look who's promoting them. Fox News. Why are they promoting her? Like her opinion matters. Do you see how you slowly desensitize a nation? That's how you do it. I want to go back and show you something here as well, but I want to give you a quote real quick. It was actually from one of our forefathers, and it's very pertinent to what we're talking about right now concerning the demoralization. You guys know how I continuously make the point that if I can demoralize you, I can control you. Remember what Samuel Adams, he was a political agitator. He was a genius. They called him a prophet. As a matter of fact, if you go to Yorktown Museum in Yorktown, Virginia, you're going to see that they labeled him as a prophet. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Folks, it was very much in proper scriptural order as to who these men were. And there's no question in anybody's mind that knows what a prophet is, that Samuel Adams was just that. But I want you to hear this. He said, it is in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice, like that of Whoopi Goldberg, like that of the networks, like that of what Hollywood spews out concerning their immoral filth. Okay? Then Samuel Adams says, for they cannot live in any country where virtue and knowledge prevail. See, they want people dumbed down. They want you to believe that whatever the media is doing and conveying to you, it's what the people are saying and they're acting, or they want you to act in such a fashion that you believe that they're actually speaking for you, when in fact, again, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, I brought this up during the second segment, and I want you to see this really quick. And I want to just ask you the question, going back to J.D. Vance, Tweedledee, and Tim Walz, Tweedledum. J.D. Vance, he's the one that's being sold to you as the good guy. He's a pharmaceutical investor, tag-teaming with none other than Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, right? Now, do you think if he was really out there to uphold dying laws, which is the very definition of patriot in Webster's 1828, standing against the likes of a tyrant or a communist or anybody that would dare try to destroy our country, do you think that he would shake the hands of a guy that has committed the act of treason, that is telling the country that if you can't have an abortion in your state, come to ours, that sits there next to little boys dressed as girls, telling the state of Minnesota that if your parents don't allow you, namely the kids, that if your parents don't allow you to become what you want to be, then you just let us and we'll steal you away and kidnap you and transport you to a different state? Do you think if J.D. Vance was really sincere and he was the real deal, do you think he'd be shaking the hands of someone that has done so much destruction? Or should I say, has been allowed to create so much destruction in the state of Minnesota? Do you think that would be sincere? Doesn't the Bible tell us as Christians? Oh, by the way, J.D. Vance has changed his name 3 times. You do know this, right? Just wanted to make clear. And he's also married a foreigner, which in fact he shows his allegiance. But going back to my point between any of these people, and I'm talking about we as Christians, how dare we shake hands with the people that are propagandizing the other people throughout the world? Because if you're not one of those that have come out from among them, and that you're not separate and touch not the unclean thing in 2 Corinthians starting in verse 14 and then going to James 4:4 and then Romans 12:2, that we're not to be conformed to this world but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. You know, the Lord asks the question in Amos 3:3, friends, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, that's what I'm showing you you right now, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, they're walking together. How can they shake hands if they're at odds? This isn't a game. Men on the side of right in law, friends, in this country, fought against the likes of Tim Walz. Why would J.D. Vance be shaking hands with a criminal like him if he wasn't a part of the problem? Again, let me lay to your candor. How can they walk together unless they be agreed? You're going to have to answer the question. It tells us in 2 John 10:11, if you're one that feeds off of the spirit of the world and the propagandists, read Micah 6:16. Why don't you read 2 Timothy 10:11, where it says, if there come any unto you and bring forth not this doctrine of Christ, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. You know, now that I'm saying that, people can go ahead and deceive themselves all that they want to and saying that they're just voting for the lesser of two evils concerning the two candidates that have been delivered up by the powers that are tolerated. Americans, do you not realize that both these men, if you want to call them that, and I'm talking about J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, do you not realize that they represent the very powers that are destroying your country right now? Do you not understand that all that which is going on in the country right now, it's the same people that are pushing these two candidates, one a good guy and one a bad guy? Have you not put two and two together? Again, what comes to my aid is the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And it's exactly what they're doing. I want you to think about that. Who decides who the presidents are? I want to put this up to you really quick because it was Roosevelt that said presidents are selected, they are not elected. He said this in the 30s. Don't fool yourself into believing, friends, that you're actually voting for the next guy to come into office, though you have the power to do it, but you must right the wrongs concerning voter fraud. But I'm here to tell you, don't sit there and convince yourself or deceive yourself into believing that these are the two guys that have been given us unto us as options. If presidents are selected by the powers that are tolerated, then how is it that you believe that somehow or another, when it comes to the lesser of two evils, that you're actually voting for either one of them if they're already pre-selected? And again, that's not the mold that we're supposed to be in. We can break out of the establishment, but you're not going to break out of the establishment by doing the same things over and over and over again. Here, let me show you something really quick. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to see this. In the state of Minnesota right now, they're trying to convince us, and I want you to see this for yourself, just to kind of go line upon line, precept upon precept. Do you see this woman on the left right here on social media platforms? Her name is Dalia Al-Aqid. She's slamming Congresswoman's inability to differentiate good from evil concerning treasonous Ilhan Omar. I just want to make clear that you all understand that they're both Muslims. Hey, folks, as Christians, as American patriots, conservatives, we can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, period, about what things are and what things define out as to be or the way things that can be. But I got to tell you this, that's all been broken down through the school system because they've been indoctrinating your kids since the 1960s illegally by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment. But when it comes to these two, it's just like Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. Hey, folks, Ilhan and Dalia are both Muslims. They're rooted in their same devilish doctrines. You're going to get the same exact result from both of them. And so it is with J.D. Vance, and so it is with Tim Walz, who have a commitment to the global order by tearing down the U.S. Constitution and recreating one in their own image. They're both rooted in the same doctrines of devils. You're not going to get different fruit from either side. And when are the American people going to finally understand this? And let me give you one more analogy, and I want you to hear me clearly on this. You guys all know Popeye Chicken had chicken wars with Chick-fil-A. You all know that, right? They were warring. Who's got a better chicken sandwich? Did you know that they both fed off the same distributor because they had the same owner concerning both companies? So it was the same company giving the people two different options, but they were profiting from both sides, from Popeye and Chick-fil-A. lest you thought you had one over on people that may be a little bit more adherent and awake than you are. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at Sons of Liberty Radio. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that in bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Indiana. We have a date set up. Do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and go over to social media platforms and check out the schedule, in fact, concerning where we're going to be and what it is that we're going to do. During the break, I just got a message from somebody. And folks, again, I want you to hear me clearly because people don't understand what I'm going to say next, but I need you to hear me. All day long, I get from people that profess to be Christians, all day long, what I get is the world's narrative. For example, I just got this during the break, as I said, change is coming. What does it mean? Okay. And I replied, driving the world's narrative is not what Christians are to do. When is it that the church drives the narrative of God and establishes his kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven? I can hear the Lord say, where is your faith? And he says, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith? Where is it? Because for anybody to sit there and drive a gloom and doom message and saying that we can do nothing is saying that you don't believe God, you don't trust his word, and you don't think that he's worthy of our adoration. The message here, and it always has been and it always will be, is yes, we can do this in Jesus' name. Yes, we can. Why? Because it's our faith that overcomes the world. 1 John 5:2. Yes, we can, because we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37, right? Yes, we can, because 1 John 4:4 comes to my aid, where it says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Is this what I hear coming from conservatives today? Is this what I hear coming from professed Christians today? Not at all. Just the opposite. It's all bad news. There's no word, the word of the Lord to come in and to counter everything that's going on. Nope. Those people, you can rest assured, are under the judgments of God. And the only thing that they believe is the spirit of the world. They have nothing to do with the word of God. To be born again of the Spirit of God, friends, means that you are an overcomer. The Bible says that when we're born of the Spirit of God, that we have the author and the finisher of our faith, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Was his message doom and gloom? Was his message, watch what King Herod does? Was his message, watch what the Pharisees are going to do? Nope, he told them as he bore his cross and what it is that he had to do to go to that cross, that you're going to know the power of God unto salvation. And what's the objective? To seek and to save that which is lost. If you want to know why nobody ever listens to your message, because people are already inundated with your unbelief already. And I'll tell you what, it's very unbecoming as a Christian to sit there and call yourself a believer when you don't believe. I'm tired of it. I see it everywhere I go. And I'll tell you what, I have no problem with scripturally backhanding people that claim to be something that they're not. And you can take that as a reproof. You can take that as a correction. 2 Timothy 3:16. But my goodness gracious, folks, all day long, look what they're doing now. Look what happened over here. Look what FEMA's doing to us. Oh, did you see what Joe Biden's government did to us? Do you see what Kamala Harris means to do to us? 337 million people and 86% of you to be claimed to be Christians, and you sit back and let them do a small portion of the population do the things that they do to you? And you go out and you give the message of gloom and doom, giving power over to the enemy rather than the God that you say that you serve, even when you are in a greater number? You believe all of the lies and you speak forth the lies. I'm here to tell you, you're not born again of the Spirit of God. How many people out there claim to be something they are not? And the world's dying to see the real Christ that overcomes. The messaging that I see from the professors today is not one that overcomes. 95% of the conservatives of the day, the talking heads, they're all caught up and playing the game of divide and conquer, as you well know. As you well know. They're aiding and abetting the enemy to tear down the house. And I'm talking about the country. Because they're too ignorant to listen to the common sensity of what our forefathers established through the Constitution. The professed Christians, they're, hey folks, 300,000 pulpits, like I started the show today, 300,000 pulpits remain silent while these evils take place by a small portion of the people in this country. Because they're afraid. They're afraid. What are you afraid of? If you're going to be afraid of anything, you better be afraid for what you left undone on Judgment Day. And that's when the Lord said, be prepared to meet your God. You think that you're getting out of something because the hireling told you that you're saved when it's not his job to do so. John 10:12, it's the Spirit's job to do so. And you're looking forward to facing off with the Lord so you can get out of here, only to hasten yourself to meet the judge that you failed to disobey when you were here on this earth. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hypocrites. That's what you are. That's what you are. When you stand by and allow this stuff to go on in the country, you're a hypocrite. You're not worthy of the name of Christ. You've been bought and paid for with a price by the blood of his son. What are you doing to live for him who died for you? And until you start overcoming this as to what's going on out there, you need to repent. Seriously, you need to repent and bring forth the fruits of repentance. 2 Timothy 10:11. I'm sick and tired of all the hypocrisy going on out there in this country. They all claim to be something that they know nothing of what they claim to possess or to follow concerning Christ.
I want to end the show with this. Some time ago, you may have heard this story, but it's applicable to what's going on today. We're going to be doing an event out here in Portage, Indiana. And we were told that there's a bodily threat being made. And the list goes on. Threats to those that are putting on the events, which is all the more reason for you to be there. So you can witness what real Christianity looks like because it comes with the territory, right? You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. And what's interesting, friends, this is nothing new to us. I want to share a story with you concerning myself and D. James Kennedy. D. James Kennedy had told me at one point his church was being protested in the late 90s by men who claimed they wanted to be married to other men and women that wanted to be married to other women. It's an institution that God has ordained, not man. Man cannot undo what God has ordained. And he was having ministers from all over the world come to this conference. And while he was doing this conference, one of the ministers from another country came up to him and said, Dr. Kennedy, I noticed that your church is being protested. He said, I noticed that your church was being protested. You know, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. D. James Kennedy understood. He was being the light that reproved the darkness. He understood that this came with the territory. This is out of sight and out of mind when it comes to professors in America. You don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for everything. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what's happening. D. James Kennedy looked back at this professed Christian minister from a different country and looked at him in his face and he said to him, "You mean your church isn't being protested?" Hey, folks, we're not looking for it, but it comes with it. It comes with the call. We are dropped in like the airborne. You say to yourself, well, we're surrounded by our enemies. We're supposed to be surrounded by our enemies. We're called to seek and save their salvations, if so be it the Holy Ghost ordains it. But they're not going to know. How are they to believe unless a preacher's to preach? We have to be dropped into the center of the enemy's camp and preach in such a fashion that they can believe the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that's how they get to see it. Without it, you're just like the rest of the hypocrites. You're just like the rest of them that they say they say they believe in Jesus, but they've never said a word about anything about him to me. Or they say, you know what, if you love me so much, why don't you cross the wire and reach into my world and seek and save that which is lost? I mean, salvation that doesn't serve isn't a salvation at all. And what did Charles Spurgeon, my big brother, who's no longer with us, he died in 1700s. It's interesting to note that he's the one that said, if you have no desires for others to be saved, then you yourself are not saved. Hey, folks. We're to stand at the gates of hell and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ before men end up in hell. That is our job. We're supposed to set up camp in the midst of darkness that we can be a light shining out of a dark place. Folks, again, we're going to be in Portage, Indiana. I'm going to see if I can pull this up real quick. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to go over here really quick, the end of the show, and I am going to share with you exactly where we're going to be at, and I'm going to end the show abruptly due to the fact that we have a clock. We are going to be in Portage, Indiana, October 5th. At 6 p.m., Oakwood Grand Hall, 2100 Willow Creek Road. Folks, they're protesting us already. I hope that exhibits something for you, but it's a prime opportunity for you to come and show them how much you love Christ on their behalf. Therefore, they'll understand why you are ambassadors that are sent on their behalf.